On the line now, I should have Ciarán Tai from the Irish Wheelchair Association. Morning, Ciarán.
Good morning.
How are you this morning, Ciarán?
I'm very good, very good.
Okay, now, we're going to talk in a few minutes about this charity cycle event, but we all know that we're aware of the Irish Wheelchair Association, but just tell us a little piece about what you are doing, what work you're doing.
Well, the organisation on a whole works with over 20,000 members and has over 2,000 staff, not just here in Clontarf, but nationwide. And we run services from the section that I'm in here in sports for people with physical disabilities to other sections like social housing, assisted living services, day services, respite centres.
Okay, and I'm reading here, you were founded in 1960. That's a long
time
ago.
That's correct, yeah. We had our 50th anniversary there 2 years ago. So, yeah, we've been going well and strong now for the last over 50 years.
Okay, and what about funding? How are you funded? Yeah.
Predominant funding is through charity work and fundraising and sponsorship. We do get some funding from the HSC, but a lot of what we get is through a lot of hard work and grafting that both ourselves, the staff in here, volunteers and members would work towards to providing money for services that we run.
Okay, and like in this day and age, it's very, very hard to get funding.
It is indeed, yeah, yeah. The fact that we are in recessionary times, we have to become more novel ways of getting money in and running services at a reduced cost, yeah.
Okay, and talking about novel ways of raising funds, this charity cycle, is this the first time you've done it?
It's not. We ran it on a small scale last year. It was just a staff, myself and a couple of staff last year, just ran it, the fundraising venture for two programmes that we run here, both a sports and youth section. And we found it quite challenging but fun at the same time, so we decided we'd roll it out at a broader scale this year. And we got in contact with a new club, Clontarf Cycling Club, that was set up there last October with Cathal Miller. He'd be a Paralympic athlete, a cyclist, and one of the co-founders, Sean. And we've been kind of working on this for the last 6-7 months at this stage, running it out, as I said, on a broader scale to over 30 to 50 participants.
Okay, and it's open to anybody, is it? It's not just staff.
It's open to anyone. Well, the way it's run this year, it's run as an inclusive cycle. So we have all abilities and all levels. We have tandems, we have people with visual impairments, we have hand cyclists, we have, as I said, two Paralympic athletes, Cathal Miller and Mark Rowan. He'd be double gold Paralympian and world champion in hand cycling. So, as I said, quite a mix, as long as well. Able-bodied individuals such as myself here that work in the organisation, Dave Barry in youth, Dave McGrath here in sports, and a number of Clontarf Cycling Club.
Okay, and you're hoping for 50, is it 50 cyclists?
Anywhere between 30 to 50 cyclists, yeah, yeah. And what we ask is that all the information is available on our website, iwasport.com, or on our Facebook page, IWA Sport. The details of the cycle there, and you can book. It's €60 registration if you want to stay overnight, and we're coming down to Galway on the 1st of August, which is Ladies' Day of Galway Races. Accommodation is provided for the first 30 participants that book in with us. And we are organising, for example, food, a bit of a party when we arrive down there. The booking is €60, as I said, on the registration page, and then we ask that every other participant raises a sponsorship. Sponsorship pack will be sent out of €200 as well that goes on top.
Okay, now this is happening on the 1st of August, and it's going from the Phoenix Park in Dublin to Air Square in Galway. That's a long, long cycle. Will you be training between now and the 1st of August?
We have indeed, yeah. A couple of us have been training quite hard. At Clontarf Cycling Club, I have a number of spins each week, myself and a couple of staff here as well. We've been training hard the last couple of weeks. We cycled out from Dublin to Kilkenny there last Thursday. So we've been clocking up the miles all right. But it is also geared towards novice cyclists. So anyone that hasn't been out there on the bike is only doing a couple of short spins. You can participate and do, for example, 30k spins would be, for example, the likes of starting off at a start point in Phoenix Park at Áras an Uachtaráin and right through to Enfield, which would be a 30k spin. And you can pop on one of the support buses for the next 30k up to Moat, and then you can jump on the bike again. So it's geared to all from the advanced cyclists right through to the novice.
Yeah, no, that sounds great for guys like me who haven't been on a bike in decades. You can actually go for a cycle and hop on one of the buses and have a rest and then get back home. That's a great idea.
Take it in. Yeah. Yeah. As I said, you can really challenge yourself if you want to do the whole 200, 220k. I could just sit back and enjoy the social aspect to it as well.
Okay, and hope the weather is like this, it'd be fantastic.
Because, a bit of luck, all right, yeah. Now, this time last year, we did get a day exactly like this, so...
Yeah, because you'd be going through like to some of the most beautiful countryside around, going between Dublin and Galway.
Well, indeed. The route we're planning to take will be the old N6 road, so we're starting off, as I said, in Arsenault, down by the Strawberry Beds, into Lucan Village, into Maynooth, all the way into Enfield, then taking the back road through Kinnegad. Most people remember being stuck in traffic, so we'll fly through there. On into the likes of Rochford Bridge, Moat, then Ballinasloe, Oranmore, and then into Galway. The starting time, we're meeting up at 7 o'clock. We'll be starting the cycle at 7:30, and we hope to arrive anywhere between... The first cyclist will take anywhere between 5.5 to 6 hours, and some of our hand cycles could take anywhere up to 8.5, 9 hours.
Okay. So, do you want to give out the details, how people can register? And
I'll just plug it again there. The website, iwasport.com, and you can look under our events tab, you'll see Galway Cycle, or even the iwa.ie webpage, or like us on Facebook at iwasport.com, and you will have all the information and registration and booking information there. If anyone does want to get in contact with me, you can email me at cycle@iwa.ie, that's cycle, C-Y-C-L-E, at iwa.ie.
Okay. And as you say, it's a network of, 20,000 members, 2,000, 2,500
staff? 20,000 members, yeah, 2,500 staff nationwide. And as I said, all funds will be going to services nationwide, but our youth and sports section.
Okay, and will you be looking for volunteers?
We will indeed, yeah. All hands on deck, really, on the day. Anyone at all that can help out or assist would be greatly welcomed, yeah. Even if you're not available on the day... we do have a table quiz in right in town beside the pub, beside the Laughter Lounge, on the 25th of July at 7 o'clock. Table of 5 for €40, and all the questions will be in relation to cycling Dublin and Galway, so it'll be nicely teamed for the event itself.
Okay, where is that again? What pubs?
That is the Clifton Court Hotel beside Laughter Lounge in town.
Oh, I know it, yeah. Very good. And that's the 25th of July?
That's the 25th of July, yeah, at 7
and
o'clock.
Can you get tickets online or...?
No, for that, that's the table quiz. Just pop in on
just
the day.
Just pop in, okay.
And, you can pay. Yeah, we'll be having a raffle. We've two signed Dublin jerseys there and a couple of other spot prizes as well.
Okay, great stuff. And the cycle, the charity cycle, is on Thursday, the 1st of August, and from Phoenix Park to Eyre Square. So,
correct, yeah.
Anything else you want to add, Kieran?
No, that's it. I've hit it all there.
Okay, well, listen, thank you very much for taking the call.
And thanks very much for having me on.
Okay, and I wish you all the success in the world. I hope everything goes well.
That's great. Thank you very much. All right.
Thank you, Kieran. Okay. Thank you.
All the best. Bye-bye.